fighting for America.
Every child in America has a right to a quality education. Whether it is at public schools or charter schools or private schools or Christian schools or parochial schools or home schools.
Fighting for Idaho.
My proposal for public schools calls for 7.4% more funding. That's almost $60 million more than when the Great Recession began in 2009.
Fighting for you.
You know, you're talking about me multitasking. About you multitasking with all these kids and all the education.
It is a lot of multitasking, but it's a lot of fun, and it's an honor and a privilege.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. We're here at Coal Valley Christian Schools. Do appreciate it, of course, on USTIC and in Meridian. We're at the USTIC campus. Do want to thank our great friends at CapEd and Chick-fil-A. I want to thank our friends from the We Love Teachers on Facebook, from Tracy Consulting and others that have shared our show today. We will be here talking about, of course, the victories in education and taking your phone calls at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, we'll have our friend Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. Yes, the mad Twitter, if you will. We'll speak with her about what happened yesterday on the Sunday shows. If you're like Dave Burnett, went out and worked in your yard or went fishing or maybe went up to McCall and had a life, great. But if you're like me and Rachel, well, we watched the Sunday shows as we moved along. So that will be what we'll be looking at as well. In addition to that, we've got the nuclear deal with Iran that may or may not happen. And, of course, a couple things that I really want you to check out at 580kido.com, an inspirational story concerning a member of the Boise State Bronco team where he is going to get a kidney thanks to his twin sister. We'll be taking a look at that story as well. And then there's a story out of, is it Arizona, where you have one lawmaker believing that church should be mandatory? And it's gotten people buzzing all over social media, and that's at 580kido.com. We are here at Coal Valley Christian School. We're joined by Melody Molman, a high school Bible and speech teacher. Melody, good to have you with us here at 580KIDO.
Good to be here early in the morning.
Well, you know, it's funny you said, I don't know how you do that. You're all smiley and such. But how do you hold the kids' attention when we're talking about, you know, the Bible and everything else? People are certainly motivated for salvation, but sometimes in your teenage years, you're focused on other things.
Life application. You know, we talk about the messiness in life, and that gets their attention right away. So that's what we do. We just dive into the messiness.
It's kind of like what we're experiencing here a little off camera at 580KIDO. But tell us a little bit about your path. What led you to be an educator? What led you here?
Well, I graduated, first of all, in speech communication. And when I went to BSU, I decided that I thought, well, maybe I'll be a teacher. But then when I went to classes in the 80s, there was tons of people going into the education field, and they were mostly older. So I decided, nope, not going to do that. So I just graduated in speech communication. Then I became a stay-at-home mom. And one day my husband said, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I said, well, probably teach. So I went back to school, and I love Jesus, and I love teenagers. So I'm like, that was a total fit. So I went back and got my education certificate and started teaching at Coal Valley, and that's awesome.
It is. I can tell just by hearing your voice here at 580KIDO. Let's talk a little bit about teaching people to speak in public, whether you're a person that does it professionally or whether you're someone that has to give that presentation before, you know, the people in your office. It gets panicky, but we always panic when we have to speak in front of 5 or 500.
It's true, and what a great skill. It's a life skill, and I think that's why I decided to teach speech, is because it's not just in the education realm. It's in everyday life. You represent not only yourself, but you represent Christ and the world. And what a great way, what a great tool to be able to use public, like radio right now.
Or sure.
Just any kind of a tool to be able to share Christ with people. It's funny because they say there's two things that people fear the most, and you know what those are? Have you heard that before?
I have, but I'll let you tell us.
It's number one is public speaking, and number two is dying. So they'd rather give the eulogy than, I mean, they'd rather be the man in the casket than give the eulogy, which is hilarious.
Tell us a little bit about your students here.
Our students, they're just regular kids, just like any other kids. They have struggles, friendship struggles. The great thing about our kids is they also love Jesus. So to be able to pray with students right where they are in the morning when they come in, or after school, or even during lunch, or during class, to just stop and say, we need to pray about this because you're hurting, or there's some strife happening in class. It's great to work through that right there.
Well,
and again, that's where the Bible comes in.
Well, in the secular world, when people are just surrounded by things that are anti-religious, it's great that kids have this education and influence here.
It is. You know what? We just really teach them to be successful in life, period. And that's the great thing about Coal Valley is teach them to be successful in life.
Well, what has made the biggest impact on you as an educator?
The greatest impact on me as an educator.
See, I can tell your teacher, you're instead of just blindly answering the question, which is one of what these media folks would do, you're examining it and thinking, okay, what is he really trying to say? And actually, again, it's always easier to ask the questions than to answer them. But, you know, is it a student? Is it a faculty member? Is it someone, maybe a teacher in your when you were a student that made a difference in your life?
In me, probably. I mean, definitely when you look back in life and you look at the teachers that you loved, it's the teachers who took time to get to know me as a person. And that's exactly what we do at Coal Valley, is we try to get to know every student. So we have advisory groups at Coal Valley where we get like a little Bible study time every week with a group of girls. I have seven girls, and I've been with them since seventh grade. And you know them well enough that you can ask them hard questions.
Sure.
And you can confront them on difficult issues in their life. And you, because you basically have the right to do that because you've entered into a deep relationship with them, and they have the same responsibility in my life to confront me. Which is what I need that too. I need accountability just as well.
We're all about confrontation here. When we take a look at our future here in the Treasure Valley, based on the kids that you've taught and they've moved on or you're still teaching, how optimistic are you?
Very optimistic. I think this generation is going to have to rise up and be a strong voice to stand up for what God wants. And if they don't, we will. It'll be bad. But they will. I have so much confidence in this next generation that they're gonna stand up and take charge and be leaders. I'm excited for them.
Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I love my job. I get to talk about Jesus all day, and I get paid for it.
Sure.
it's a great... great job.
I do want to hit you with one more thing, two more things, actually. Preparing kids for life after high school.
Yes, we do that. And that's what we talk about is we don't teach for them to be able to pass a test. We teach them to be successful in life. And as a result, they do well on their ACT tests, their SAT exams. They're prepared for the future. We've had several kids that have gone off to college and said, wow, we are so glad that we had to write all those papers in English, because now in my English class, it's easy in college where my friends, my peers are struggling. So it's great to hear stories about kids having success in college and it being a little more easy because they're used to the workload at Coal Valley.
And the last question, what's it take to write and to present a great speech? People that are nervous right now.
Just plan ahead. So plan ahead, don't wing it. So if you plan ahead and you are the expert on your subject, then you'll probably have a little more confidence when you get up to speak. Always have a great attention getter to get their attention.
A hook line.
Yeah, hook line. That's right. And listen to your audience. Make sure they're not bored.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day. It is 6:14. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We are here at Coal Valley Christian School right off USTIC at 580 KIDO. Special thanks to our friends at CAPED. We love our teachers. Also, our friends at Chick-fil-A that have put this on the line to let this happen. You know, I look at this radio show as a business, a small business, and, you know, we couldn't go out and profile great educators, great students like at Coal Valley Christian without CAPED, without Chick-fil-A and without you. It's a partnership, really. And we always want to acknowledge your greatness. And in addition to that, of course, our great supporters that make that happen. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And again, a couple of great things on the 580 KIDO website. We've got an issue involving, you've got a lawmaker out of Arizona, and maybe she was misquoted, because that could happen, but we write about this, and apparently she's saying that church attendance should be mandatory. And, you know, how many of us think that we have a book in us? Well, if I had a book in us, I'd be a, you know, some type of effective writer. So the company's decided, Kevin, we're going to make you a writer, so I'm blogging about this at 580kido.com. And in it, I say, I don't think her point is that the government should mandate it. We've had people sound off on Facebook about this. But I think what it is that the idea of government forcing you to mandatory attendance, I believe her point being was that we see so many things in the secular world, whether it's on Netflix or whether it's on Hulu or whether it's on network television, that attack the very moral principles that made America what it is, that makes Idaho what it is. And in that, this young lady, this state representative from Arizona, says, you know something? People should go to church. Now, you've got to get something out of church. You can't go to Palm Sunday and just kind of hang out and wave your palms. You've got to actually actively participate. But I think it's a good step. So that's at 580kido.com. And then there's this story out of, well, out of Indiana. And you remember the controversy involving Representative Luker last year with his Religious Freedoms Act. Well, they've passed one in Indiana, and you've had the governor, Mike Pence, he took to the airwaves yesterday on ABC's This Week, stating that you should have the ability to defend yourself and defend your values and defend your faith. Here's what he said.
This is about protecting the religious liberty of people of faith and families of faith.
There you have it. Of course, George Stephanopoulos going back and forth with him, saying that it's about discrimination. However, we'll get back to that here. The point I'm making that, you know, we have this clip with Governor Otter after he was reelected in a hard-fought campaign. Governor Otter talking about Idaho being the reddest of the red states, if you will. And then all of a sudden you have Indiana passing a bill that Idaho couldn't. And Governor Pence saying that this is just simply...
Come on, who's yours?
This is simply mirroring federal law.
Don't believe in discrimination.
Right. So my point being that Indiana can do something that has... Look, they might lose the NCAA tournament, the NCAA might move out, but they've decided to go ahead with it. We'll see what happens, but it's interesting. That's at 580kido.com.
This is not about discrimination. This is about protecting the religious liberty of every Hoosier, of every faith.
And there we have it. For more, you can go to those two sites, those two stories at 580kido, number one being... the idea of whether or not Indiana is more conservative than Idaho, and the fact being that church, whether or not church should be mandatory. We're gonna reopen that in a minute, but again, we'll take your calls about education. We'll also take your calls coming up. Apparently there's a new movement in the House that just happened on Friday. We're looking at 7 cents to raise your gas tax. We're talking about eliminating the grocery tax. And if you make money in the upper income percent, well, you're gonna get a tax break. Does that sound good to you? Details on that story coming up next. Plus, Rachel Sutherland and Kevin Miller, all that before 6:30 at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
When you look back in life and you look at the teachers that you loved, it's the teachers who took time to get to know me as a person. And that's exactly what we do at Coal Valley, is we try to get to know every student.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd and Chick-fil-A. Now, back to Kevin Miller at Coal Valley Christian School on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
625, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coal Valley Christian Schools is where we are, coalvalleychristian.org, promoting our schools. Securing our future, our great friend Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox joins us now at 580 KIDO. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I you know, people in Idaho, it's great weather. They're hunting, they're fishing, they're doing all these things. I'm watching the Sunday shows, although I don't know if I went as in-depth as you do all the time, so we're glad to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Glad to be here.
You know, we take a look, and before we get to the big news on what happened on the Sunday shows, let me hit you with this. This Air France thing is certainly an issue that a lot of people continue to talk about. And, Rachel, I don't know how much you fly, but if you fly a lot or a little, you have to be wondering just how safe are the airwaves?
Well, there is that concern. I mean, certainly air travel, we don't like to think about all the things that could happen. I do travel for work somewhat. And, you know, when I get on the plane, I just try to trust everything's going to be all right. And especially, you know, I check out the pilot. He looks like he's okay. You know, he doesn't look like Denzel Washington in flight. And, you know, feel a little better. But there's sometimes that you just don't really know whether or not your crew's going to be okay. And especially in the case of this terrible situation in the Alps.
Right. And, you know, the scary part about it is, we always try and pride ourselves on preventing these incidents from happening, whether it's September 11th or something else, whether it's the underwear bomb. It almost seems impossible to try and profile or prevent just a random act of tragedy.
Well, you're right, Kevin. And when I talk with people, it always seems like everybody wants to answer that question, how can we keep this from happening again, or how can we keep it from happening to start out with? And that's always the natural response to tragedy. But in a lot of cases, I mean, who would predict that somebody who was suffering all these different kinds of situations could just decide to fly a plane into a mountain? It's just, you can't in so many ways. I mean, we want to prevent these things from happening. But in a lot of cases, it just seems impossible.
Right. And, of course, we'll see how the airlines and the FAA and everyone reacts domestically and internationally. And when you think about this, you know, you and I have a bad day. People get distracted. You might, you know, rear-end somebody, heaven forbid, mm-hmm. if that happens when you're flying a big plane.
Well, you make a very good point. I mean, how fit are our pilots? We assume that they're good to go. We know that they have to undergo some physical screening here in the United States. Overseas, some of the rules may be different. But you would hope that they're in good shape. But you just always is kind of a leap of faith stepping onto an airplane. I think we all know that.
Yes, as I'm getting ready to fly to see you soon. So, yes, I'm well aware of that.
All right. Where are you flying in, Reagan or Dulles?
Reagan.
All right. Well, that's a good one. Nice little airport.
I like that. That's a good one. Gee, thanks.
I prefer to fly in and out of Reagan myself.
I'm sorry. Rachel, how big of an issue was this on the Sunday programs when we're talking about the Airbus crash and the folks reacting to it as opposed to some of the domestic or other issues?
I mean, it did make some of the Sunday shows, but I think bigger on the Sunday shows with politics. You had a number of different presidential contenders on some programs talking about their sort of laying out their resume for the reason why they should be elected. You had Ted Cruz appearing on CNN's State of the Union showing off his leadership credentials. As you know, he's the only major GOP candidate to have announced so far. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley on the Democrat side, he was on the Sunday shows as well, I believe ABC's This Week, and talking about his qualifications. However, a new poll shows that basically he's in the dust when it comes to this, when he stands against Hillary Clinton. A new CBS poll out just yesterday shows Hillary Clinton with an 81% lead. O'Malley only garnering about 12% support right now. Of course, again, this, Kevin, according to a CBS poll out just yesterday. So even with the whole server situation, he's still in the dust.
Rachel, I have to ask you one more question quickly. How impressive did you think Mike Pence was yesterday?
Mike Pence had a definite hard situation to deal with George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week. That interview was fascinating. If people haven't had a chance to watch it, they should. Because Stephanopoulos just peppered him over and over again. I think he held his ground, but I wouldn't have wanted to be Governor Pence at that situation defending this law in Indiana. it was definitely some hard questioning by Stephanopoulos.
I'll tell you, that's the first time I think that that it was probably even, though, that George didn't get his way, because he's a thorough examiner.
Mm. Yeah, he certainly is a.
Something, Rachel, and I'm sorry we're on location, so I'm a little off here. He's no Chris Wallace, and he's no Rachel Sutherland.
Oh, well, thank you. Enjoy being on location, Kevin.
Rachel, thank you. All right, our great friend Rachel Sutherland. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. We're continuing on at Coal Valley Christian. Remember, coalvalleychristian.org, Coal Valley Christian Schools, promoting our schools, securing our future. Coming up, we're going to talk to the principal of the high school. In addition to that, more of your calls on some of these issues involving, are you willing to pay the gas tax? And you're thinking, well, Kevin, haven't we solved this issue? No, the legislature's still in session, and there's a new proposal now to cut the grocery tax. Weren't they going to do that a couple of years ago? In addition to that, to raise the gas tax 7 cents and then cut the income tax on the upper folks. Now, if you're in the upper percentile, that's great. If you're not, what does that mean for you and your pocketbook? That's next. It is 6:32. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Go to our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd and Chick-fil-A. Now back to Kevin Miller at Coal Valley Christian School on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
6:39, I do want to thank our friends at CapEd and our friends at Chick-fil-A. By the way, we want to make sure that everybody stop by, gets a CapEd shirt and a package from Chick-fil-A. Kim Demain with us, the high school principal at Coal Valley Christian. Remember, you can check them out at coalvalleychristian.org. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, Kevin.
So how's the school year going for you? Is it you getting ready to wind down or rev up, or how's that working out?
Wow. It's been an amazing school year. Really, at this point, it's revving up, up towards graduation, and it's going great.
How nostalgic do you and the staff get this time of year?
Well, it is a great time to kind of reflect on the kids and the journey they've been on for the school year and the point they've come to, and as we consider, their graduation and sending them off into the world and just equipping them for whatever work God has for them. So it does get nostalgic, and because we've had a lot of these kids for a long, long time. A lot of them have been at Coal Valley Christian since kindergarten, and of course some of them are new to us, and it's just fun to think about just their journey as they've been with us.
Well, they have the work cut out for them in the world they live in today.
They sure do. They sure do.
So when we talk about a balance.
The curriculum really is it spans, of course, all the different areas that we go into, because we have, up at the high school campus, we have 12 concurrent credit classes. We've got an AP class. So the curriculum in all the different subjects, math, English, social studies, science, even in Bible, is really comprehensive. It is very, very challenging, and it's one that all of our departments take super seriously in evaluating and getting to a point where it's challenging every kid exactly where they're at, and
sure,
taking them to the next level and preparing them for really difficult classes that they'll see in college. So.
When someone graduates, what do you want them to take away from your school?
Yeah, well, what we want them to know and be able to do is be able to go into a career or go into college very, very well prepared. And so as they have that in whatever ministry God has them in, in whatever challenge God has them in. We want them to be prepared academically, but more than anything, we want them to be prepared with God's word in their heart and to be able to serve Him well.
580 KIDO, as we continue on, you know, how important is it that your students have a spiritual base, not only an academic base?
It's the most important foundation that they have. It's the most important foundation I think that we all have. And so to be prepared spiritually is the most important thing that we do.
Talk a little bit about student life. What's it like compared to, let's say, other schools?
Well, I mean, it's a little hard to compare because this is the environment I'm in day to day. Of course, I'm in other schools too, but you know, kids are kids walking our hallways. But it is a great environment, and it's one where I personally get encouragement and support from the kids because they're awesome.
Right.
And they love others well and love each other well, and it has its challenges just like any school does.
Right.
But it's an awesome place to be.
You think education gets a bad rap?
I think so. You know, these days it's difficult because you know, we're all under a lot of scrutiny. In all areas. So I think it can get a bad rap, but then I think there are a lot of people out there who really esteem education and understand what it is we're trying to be able to do and are good supporters of it.
Right. Sometimes it feels that education is under siege when we're taking a look at the newspapers, what we talk about on the radio, or anything else. And how would you think, you know, how do you react to, you know, the negativity when we're talking about, you know, well, there's always something going on in education. Not about people graduating and going on, but the bad
things, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to take each thing in its turn. And, you know, as it applies to your school or to your people, I really kind of approach anything in conflict with just asking God the question, what do you have for us in this? What are we supposed to learn in this? And I think that even when there are situations that don't necessarily apply specifically to our school, but I think we just have to put it before the Lord and say, you know, how do we move forward in this situation, and what are things we need to change and what are things we don't need to change?
Any thoughts of inspiration you'd like to share with us today?
Oh, well,
it's Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday. It is Monday. I was thinking about that in my devotion this morning because it's, you know, we're leading up to Easter here on Sunday. And, you know, just like with our kids at school, we just pray that they know and love God and are seeking Him and want to serve Him. And I just hope that and pray that for all the listeners and everybody in the Treasure Valley. So,
all right, for the listeners,
yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. It is 6:45 here at 580 KIDO. Hashtag Miller Monday for those of you on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show and Facebook as well at 580 KIDO. If you want to follow our adventures here, we're at Coal Valley Christian on USTIC, coalvalleychristian.org for more information, promoting our schools, securing our future. Thanks to our friends at CapEd for making this happen, to our friends at Chick-fil-A for making this happen. And again, we've got wonderful gear from both of our great friends to make sure that everybody is outfitted. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get interactive, if you will. And this happened on Friday. A new piece of legislation moving through the Idaho State House would eliminate the taxes you pay on groceries. Now, I believe at the time our great friend, now former Senator Fulcher, proposed this, but it got nowhere. Remember last year, that would eliminate grocery taxes. Hey, that sounds pretty good, but it would raise the taxes you pay on gas. It seems that the politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, cannot get that gas tax fever out of their minds. And it would cut your income tax if you make enough money. Hey, if you're like a lot of folks, you don't make any money, well, it's not going to cut your income tax. it'll probably pump it up. The goals are to spur economic development and also increase transportation funding to fill a big funding gap. That's what the politicians have said, whether it's the Department of Transportation, whether it's the lobbyists, whether it's anybody else. Have these folks made their case to you that you're willing to spend an extra 7 cents a gallon when we're talking about filling up? Now, remember when gas was, what was it, $1.99, $1.85, what have you. Now, all of a sudden, boom, it's back up there. Are you willing to pay more in gasoline? Me? Not so much. Let's take your calls next. It is Kevin Miller in the morning at 580KIDO. First traffic now.
Load our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd and Chick-fil-A. Now back to Kevin Miller at Cold Valley Christian School on 580KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, asking the question at 580-5436. Do you support this new legislation with cut the grocery tax, raise your taxes on gasoline, and cut the income tax if you make a lot of money? More details on that coming up. This from our friends at Channel 7. A task force says Idaho's roads are underfunded, the roads and bridges. We owe about $262 million a year. To help with that, are you willing to pay 7 cents more per gallon when you fill up? And remember, in Idaho, I don't have to tell you this, you're more of a man or a woman than I am. Well, predominantly more of a woman than I am. Anyway, how do we get out of this one? Let's just continue on. And what I'm saying is, you know, when you're fishing, more a gallon, or if you're like Dave Burnett and have the big diesel truck, you're probably going to pay more for that as well. Are you willing to pony up for the roads? 580-5436. 580-KIDO, you know, and back to, are we the reddest of the red states? Check out a column I wrote at 580KIDO.com comparing us to Indiana. And at least when it comes to social issues, we seem to be falling short. Let's go to the phones. The publisher of the Gem State Patriot, Tea Party Bob. Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Good. Here at Coal Valley Christian, having a great time.
I'm glad
and,
you're on the
And always love talking education.
I think it's great that you're out at the schools again. I want to just touch a little bit on this Bill 311 that passed the House committee the other day. I did go down to testify in favor of this bill. This is probably one of the best pieces of legislation that's come out of our legislature in quite some time, because it does give a little bit of something for everybody, especially this grocery tax, which disproportionately affects the working poor, the lower and middle class income earners the hardest. You know, the per capita income in Idaho is only about $37,500 and ranks us as 46th in the nation, which means we have a lot of low-income people here. Those are the people who get hit the hardest by this tax. It's by no means a happy day when we get a raise in the gas tax. By the same token, we are going to have to find other ways to improve how we pay for our roads, just like we have to find ways to pay for our education. But I will say that this is going to do a couple of things. The fact that they're cutting the income tax is going
well, if
to,
you make enough money, if you're in the upper income.
If you make,
if you're not, you're here's a piece of fish. Good luck.
The cutoff point for income tax is about $10,500 in this particular area. So anybody that's making more than that is going to be a beneficiary in one way or another. But the big benefit comes that you actually can grow the economy by cutting taxes. Anytime you can cut taxes or get rid of an onerous tax like this grocery tax, it's going to be beneficial to everybody. The simple fact that people are going to have more money in their pocket, those that are on...
Well, I don't think that they will.
Well, I think that's not...
Because they're it's all going to be used up with the gas tax increase.
No, that's not
you drive true. You drive a big truck. You people, you know, have their recreational vehicles. Isn't this just really a backdoor way of raising the gas tax?
It's always a backdoor way. And actually, the gas tax should be taken out of the general fund. And I did mention that to the committee that day. I said they're going to have to find another way to do this. But by the same token, the grocery tax really needs to be eliminated. and income taxes do have to be cut because we are not competitive with the other states around us. We can't attract companies to come in here or people to come in here and work because of the taxes that we have. Getting rid of these two taxes and implementing the gas tax on net-net is going to benefit everybody in this state by about $50 million in the second year that it's in effect. So that's
right.
Money that's going to flow back into the economy. It's going to help grow the economy. Anyone who doesn't vote for this in the legislature has to be just down on the poor people and hard-working class people of this state. This is, again, the second time we tried to get rid of this grocery tax. You remember, Fulcher, and you talked about it, tried to get rid of it last session.
Sure.
But this is going to be a benefit to everyone. They're going to have to figure a way to change the way they pay for the roads, but that's down the road. This is a short-term fix, but it's a long-term fix for those that are making low incomes, and I think that's the important factor here. Getting rid of that is the biggest part of this legislation and the most important part because of the type of personal income levels we have here. They are just too
right.
low. So,
well, I think I'm going to agree to disagree with you.
Well, that's fine. We've done the numbers on it and are pretty satisfied with the fact that this is going to help a lot of people down the road.
I mean, you're still going to have to pay more for gasoline.
Well, you're going to have to pay more for gasoline if you want to fix your roads. If you don't want to, you don't have to pay more for gasoline.
Well, who says the roads need to be fixed?
Well,
the people that own the transportation companies that benefit. Thank you for the call, Tea Party Bob. Time for traffic now at 580 KID.